Aquinas's Life and Works. Thomas Aquinas, Tommaso d'Aquino, was born in a castle 4 miles north of Aquino in southern Italy. This rather gloomy castle still stands on the hill above the village of Roccasecca, just off the autostrada between Rome and Naples. Thomas was the seventh son of Count Landolfo d'Aquino, and the celebrated lyric poet Rinaldo d'Aquino may well have been one of his brothers. More interestingly, Thomas was the nephew of Frederick II, the maverick Holy Roman Emperor, whose court in Sicily was the scene of a premature Renaissance. A man of exceptional talents, Frederick was excommunicated by the Pope, but then set off on his own crusade which retook Jerusalem for Christendom, thus placing the Pope in something of a quandary. When Thomas was 5, he was sent to school with the monks at Monte Cassino. Here his acute intellect and religious temperament soon became apparent. But after 9 years his education was interrupted when Uncle Frederick expelled the monks because he reckoned they were becoming too friendly with his enemy the Pope. Thomas was then sent to the University of Naples, which had been founded by Frederick. Unfortunately, by this time, Frederick had also decided to found a new religion with himself as Messiah, and when his chief minister turned down the job of St. Peter, he had him blinded and displayed in a cage. Under the protection of Frederick II, the University of Naples had become an important center for the new knowledge that was beginning to spread through the medieval world. Classical learning was being rediscovered, and the University of Naples attracted learned men from the farthest corners of Europe. Thomas was taught logic by a learned Transylvanian called Master Martin, and he attended lectures on natural philosophy, science, given by Master Peter of Hibernia, Ireland. It was Master Martin who introduced Thomas Aquinas to Aristotle's treatises on logic, which played such a dominant role in medieval thinking. Aristotle is generally credited with the invention of logic in the 4th century BC. The word logic derives from the Greek logos, word or language, and originally meant something akin to the rules of discourse. Aristotle regarded logic as an organon, tool, for use in philosophy. As such, it could be used in every branch of knowledge. The purpose of logic was analytica, to unravel. But the logic that Aquinas inherited in the 13th century had made very little advance in the millennia since it had been invented by Aristotle. Its main form of argument was the syllogism, described by Aristotle as an argument where certain facts are set down, and these facts generate further knowledge which necessarily follows. A simple example of a syllogism is as follows. All human beings are mortal. All Greeks are human beings. Therefore, all Greeks are mortal.